That's exciting. That's one of the bright spots of what's going on right now. And, you know, you go into Buffalo and the number one rated run defense, and he made some outstanding runs. And we got good blocking up front and good execution from our tight ends and fullbacks in the running game.
What were the keys to running for 158 against a rush defense, giving up like 68 a game, but only 2.8 yards per rush, Buffalo?
Well, I think we caught him in some blitz looks, and they were gonna test Teddy. They were gonna test our protection, and we got the ball on the edge early in the game, and we caught him in some blitz looks, and our guys did a good job blocking the perimeter, and then it spread him out a little bit, and we were able to get some runs inside. And I just think Jarek has a good feel. He's not in too big a hurry. But he takes his time, picks a spot, and then when he hits it fast.
With your rookie quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater, from the uncomfortable moments at Superdome through the start against Atlanta and then Detroit and then in the Buffalo game, what have you seen from what he does when he's protected very well and gets ample time to when it gets a little claustrophobic? Like, how do you get him through all that?
Well, it's a process that I think young quarterbacks have to go through. And, you know, one of our goals and one of our thoughts early, obviously, is why we didn't rush him into it, because, you know, number one, that it's going to be that way. There's going to be some times that everything seems in a hurry, and, you know, you want to protect him from that. And then, obviously, defenses, when they get a young quarterback in there, they're going to give them all the different looks they need to see, or that they think they're going to have a tough time handling. You're right. When Teddy's protected, he's accurate with the ball. He makes good decisions. He's played against two awfully tough defenses over the last 2 weeks. We've played against those tough defenses, and it's been a challenge for all of us.
Yeah, and off running for 158 against Buffalo into today's game against Tampa, do you envision that will open things up a little bit via the play action, maybe open some things in the passing game around the field?
I really do, and I think it's a process that we're going through. The biggest thing that we're facing right now is we're seeing a lot of man coverage, and we have to beat man coverage. The running game, I think, will spread things out, but ultimately, when you're matched up one-on-one, you've got to beat it. We made some big plays last week up the field. We just have to be more consistent beating it.
We have some film to watch with offensive coordinator Norv Turner. Speaking of that passing game, let's begin with this.
Yeah, well, here's a look at what we're talking about. It is man coverage, but you'll see on top, the safety is working towards Cordarrelle Patterson. He's getting double covered. They're doubling the tight end in the middle, and that leaves the two receivers down here, obviously Greg Jennings and Jarius Wright, singled up. They're both outside leverage, and Greg does a great job of bending in, and this is the type of play we're talking about.
Yep.
If you see it, this is the hardest thing for a young quarterback. The receiver looks covered. You pause it right there, and you see there's white on our jersey, and Teddy turns it loose and throws it where only our receiver can get it, and then Greg does a great job in going in and getting it. And those are the type of things that are hard for young quarterbacks to do. He turns this one loose. We're rewarded. Greg makes a play for him.
Nice pocket, too, here, right off what we talked about earlier.
Well, it's outstanding protection, and we do a great job on picking up the game. And it just shows you, to me, every time we see that, it shows you what we're capable of doing. We just have to do it more consistently.